My name's Travis, I am Marvin
Gardner.
You know, it's been a long one. I was actually not too long ago on a truck and no AC. That gave me the opportunity to do a lot of meditation on my own and to get scared. You can imagine, you know, you do cross country, going from one state to another, to another, to another. What's the first thing you change, start changing? It's the radio station. When you change the radio station, you get all static. You're trying to find that certain one. Whenever you think you got that station, you start hearing just a little bit in the background, a little static, because you're hearing another station trying to kick in. So, thinking about the radio station, when you're changing the knob, think about what God's doing. He's in the background of that radio station that's trying to come in. But you're so focused on that one song that you're not focused on God at all. Because the first thing you're hearing is you're an alcoholic, you're a drug addict, you're a pillhead. Oh, you deal with depression, suck it up. You got anxiety, suck it up. Who cares? That's the first thing we hear in this world. And that's the first thing we have to battle with. It's the first line. Oh, you're a Jesus freak? You deal with Jesus? So, who cares? Who cares what other people think? Because Jesus went on the cross and he died for every bit of that.
Amen.
Jesus died for those radio stations to be able to, where we can tune in to the Father.
Amen.
And be able to hear the messages and the worship songs and be able to hear what God's trying to tell us. That's why when we have Shay and Lori and all these other preachers and Matthew come up here and give us the message, it's time to tune in and actually hear what God's trying to tell us. It's not what they're talking about. It's what God's trying to talk to you about.
Yeah.
This is where those messages are coming from. Because a lot of times in our lives, we're battling, we're worried about the other song that's going on. When we're tuning, we just go and tune in. Oh, I don't want to hear what's going on. I don't want to hear that static that's in the background. It's what we have to battle with daily. We should be proud of who we are. We should be proud that we are followers of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We should be proud that we battle what we battle with because it makes us stronger. I am proud to be a drug addict. I am very proud of it. And I will go tell other people. Because let them judge me. Oh, you're a drug addict? I shouldn't hang out with you. That's fine. I got people I can hang out with. I'm those people. And it's amazing how when you hang out with those people, you find Christ because it's the same thing they're battling. Someone that battles depression. Someone that battles with anxiety on a daily basis. Someone that battles trying to understand who Christ is. It's who we need to represent who Christ is. Yes, we've been through a lot of mess. We've been through that mud. That nasty old mud. Now it's time to pour Christ onto us so we can pour Christ onto others.
Come on,
so they're able to understand who Jesus Christ is when he went on that cross and he died. And that's why we come to this table. Because when we take that bread, when he says it's been broken, and remember me. Meaning, when we take that bread and we dip it in that juice, we're taking the dirty, nasty things that we've done this whole week and be able to wash it out. You know what the cool thing is about this table? You don't have to do it at church. Do it at home daily. Go home every day before you go to bed. Take a piece of bread. Ask Christ to move. And go give him thanks. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins today, Lord. And you dip it into the juice. And you ask Christ, tonight I ask for rest. Because you poured out your blood for me today, just for today, I want to give you thanks for doing that. And then you take that, and you have done communion. When you do it every day at your own home, as a family, it is very powerful. I've done it when Serenity Church was, I think we've all done it, when Serenity Church was shut down because of COVID. Why not start doing it at home every day? every day anyways. Ask for God to keep moving in our houses, not just come on Sunday or Saturday night. Why not just do it every day? That's what I started doing. Because it's amazing how when you're on the road, you start doing communion. And that's what I did whenever I had no AC in my truck. Every time I stopped at the gas station, I asked Christ, I said, like, God, I thank you for a truck that actually runs. Who cares if I don't have AC? Because you did it with no AC. That is a privilege. There's people out there that don't have it. That's a privilege not people to have it. And it's a privilege that I have Jesus Christ in my life to save me from the difficulties that I've battled because of the family that I have that come to this church. So I am Travis, and hopefully that makes sense. And hopefully Christ loves you so much, because I know he does. And he loves me. But just remember, he died on the cross for our sins. And he died for every battle that we fight on a daily basis. And you know that you're not alone. Because God is with you, and so is your strength, church. And I'm Travis, I want